Hey, sweetie, could you come here for a second? Nothing's wrong per se. I just have a quick question to ask you. Shouldn't take long. Oh, you're looking for your phone. Well, sweetie, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Of course I found it. You have a bad little habit of forgetting where you put your stuff. Although, I am a little confused. Oh, sweetie, that's not the question. The question should be, why do you have two phones? Don't look at me like that. You know, the careless and forgetful should never be the ones to cheat. Who the fuck do you think you are? Do not play dumb with me. Do not insult my intelligence any more than you have. Don't tell me I'm shouting. You've never heard me shout before, so don't you dare. Do not address me so sweetly. You can drop the act. It's safe to be yourself now. You know, I saw you trying to organize your things, and I saw you becoming more mindful of your actions. I really thought, yes, you are putting in the effort to be better. To better yourself. I was so proud. But, you know, how can an old dog learn new tricks like this? You slipped up, babe. You've been slipping up for a while now, actually. With all the trust I had in you, it really felt unreal. It felt strange. Almost. The person I love so much with all my heart. Cheating on me without a twinge of guilt. Oh, you're not even going to try to deny it at this point. You want to know how I found out? Oh, wait. Maybe asking that question is how you try to create excuses, try to dig yourself out of this grave you're already neck deep in. Let me ask you, why would I go into detail for you? Is this Criminal Minds? Do I need to tell you how I caught you and how I found out? Also, that you can get better at it? Never in this lifetime or the next. I have your fucking phone. Here, open it. Unlock it right in front of me. Read the messages. Read them out loud. Do it. Remember what I said? This is a safe place. You can be yourself here. No need to put on an act anymore. Read the messages. You know what? Maybe this will make it easier for you. I'll hold the phone and you can read them. That way, you can stop fumbling with them, trying to find the least likely to get you in trouble, you know, any more trouble than you're in. Or maybe you would try to delete everything to cover your tracks. No. Like I said, I'm not as stupid as you like to believe I am. Now, come on. Go ahead. Read them. Why are you hesitating? Do you not know where to start? Maybe you could pick up from right here. You were definitely the one I was waiting for. Or you could start from my favorite. They never made me feel this way. You have that spark. You have what they're missing. Oh, and the honorable mention. I can't wait to spend the weekend with you. You deserve a vacation. You've been working so hard. Wow. Speechless. We are both looking at the messages. Why are you so shocked? Is this not you? Or are you going to tell me that this is your twin? That this is somebody else? That this isn't what I think it is? Before you do get to that, though, I'd like to remind you that this vacation you're going on was the family emergency that you were packing for. This is so ridiculous. I feel like throwing this against the wall. I feel like wrecking everything in this house. In fact, I feel like using your face to give this place that paint job that I've been talking about. But I am against destruction of property. And I'm also against manslaughter and murder charges. I am trying to remain civil and grounded. I was so subpar. If I never had what you were looking for, why not leave? Why hide? Why play house with me? Do you think wasting my life is a joke? Wrong. I was present in this relationship the whole time. You were the one absent from it. You clocked out a while ago because you found your soulmate. Yes, you were the only one trying so hard to make sure that this relationship failed. You could never see how in love with you I was because you were so busy loving someone else. Did you hate me that much? Or were you just so damn selfish? Answer me! Why couldn't you just leave? Why did you have to let me witness this dishonesty? This betrayal? Do you hear yourself? What do you mean you were figuring out your feelings? What are you, a fucking teenager? Are you sick? Are you crazy? You were dishonest from the beginning. You were actively pursuing them as if you were single. You obviously saw something that drew you to them to the point that you forgot I existed. Oh, please, you love them. Don't piss me off with that. You come home to me. You come home to me. And you're waiting for the sun to rise so you could go meet them again. You would come home, and the longing in your eyes was never for me. You tell me you love me, but your eyes were never settled on me. You are always looking over my head, over my shoulder, or just right through me. Your sweet words of love were never for me. What? Was I the backup? You know, just in case the feelings weren't mutual. Even if I was. When their feelings were confirmed, why didn't you just let me go? Why are you crying? Who hurt you? I'm being civil right now. I'm being kind to you right now. Which is more than you ever have been to me. You don't deserve to cry. I won't even dare insult myself to ask if it was something I did. I know what I gave this relationship, and it was never anything to deserve this slap in the face. Save it. I don't need you to tell me what I did well. I didn't matter enough to you, remember? How the hell are you qualified to tell me what made me great when you've cheated on me this long? But I will ask, have you ever loved me? The real love. The love you have for them right now. You appreciated me. Wow. And that appreciation still didn't save me from this embarrassment. You know, at the end of the day, there's no excuse why you couldn't just leave. I just don't get it. I should be honest? Are you kidding me? I wouldn't have allowed you to leave? What? What have I done to give that impression? Tell me, quickly. You know, since I have so much power, if I have told you not to cheat on me, you would have been faithful? Since what I say is so golden? Yeah, that's what I thought. Even if I asked you to forget about them, nothing would have happened. Nothing I did or could say has any weight to you. So that's a stupid excuse. I did everything in my power to love you, and that failed. Why would I have the power to restrict you from the one you truly care for? Why would you listen to me now if you've never listened to me before? While you were focused on them, I was stupidly focused on you. So I picked up and I saw everything. So it shouldn't surprise you that I noticed everything that was going wrong. And how you just weren't right. So gradually, I picked up my courage to question us. Just admit it. It's not going to kill you. Nothing will happen from this point on if you just admit it. Of course I'm leaving you. I thought that was obvious. What's my purpose? Remember, you don't love me anymore. I've come to terms with the fact that I was never the one for you. I wasn't the one you were looking for. I was more of a placeholder, a seat warmer, a side chick. I won't call myself foolish, though. I will not blame myself, as I acted honestly and loved you. Genuinely, I will not blame myself for latching on to something I thought was the truth. I'll leave you to your life, and I'll get along with mine. I won't even waste another second on you. Not a single thought, and not another word. The moment that I walk out this door, you will be so far in my past. It'll be as if you never existed. Why do you care that I'm leaving now? I had my things packed before I confronted you. Although, if I'm being honest, I never planned on confronting you like this. Nor was I going to sleep next to you. Because I knew, just as you have been now, that you would be giving some weak apology. As if that could patch this up. As if that could patch anything up. I was so focused on making us work that all it took was for you to disrespect me once. And I took the hint. Understand that this place is in my name and I have put it up on the market. When you come back from your vacation, there will be another family living here. I already have a place arranged for myself, and you will never know where that is. Do not follow after me.
as though you are a lovesick puppy, because we both know you never loved me. Go back and pack for your vacation. Oh, I'm sorry. Your family emergency. And be sure to enjoy yourself. I have what's mine, and I'm leaving you with what's yours. I got rid of what's not necessary. Enough. Maybe it's time you stop talking. Specifically to me. What more is there to say? Do you have anything else to reveal? You know what? No. Actually, don't think about that. Since we're broken up, you're no longer obligated to tell me a thing. Anything more in regards to your personal affairs will be meaningless to me. In fact, it already is. I wish you absolutely nothing. The wheel keeps on turning, and one day you will be at the bottom of it. Everything you've done, good and bad, will return to you. And you'll be crushed underneath it. Goodbye.
When their feelings were confirmed, why didn't you just let me go?
That's the corn guy that comes around my place. Unfortunately, he only takes cash, so I can never get any.